Okay, we're moving on to Tomer Tvora. This happens to be one of the more heavily Kabbalistic pieces that we saw. So we'll see what I think we're going to do with it. hopefully that'll be okay. But let me give a little bit of a hakdama so that we can understand where exactly we are. There's a line in the Tikkunim in the Zohar. It's a line in the Zohar in Parshat Mishpatim, some part of Parshat Kisetze from the Hakdama Tikkunei Zohar. That Ezehu Chassid, so who's considered to be a pious person, Hamischased Imkono, someone that does Chesed with the Creator, with the Ribono Shel Olam. So it's a very odd kind of a line. What does it mean to do Chesed for the Ribono Shel Olam? What exactly does that mean? So the Ramchal understands in Mesilas Yesharim and Perek Yates. The Ramchal understands what does it mean to be Mischased Imkono. So he points out that based on the comment that Tanan Ben Elio, that the pshat is that when a person does things, when a person learns, they do it with pure kavana, with pure intentions. As says Tanan Ben Elio, Kol chacham miYisrael sheyesh bo divrei Torah la'amito, any chacham who has real quality divrei Torah, umisanech al kavod Yisrael garz baruch hu kol yamav, he's focused on the Ribono Shel Olam's kavod, umisave umiyatzer l'chvod Yerushalayim l'chvod beis hamikdash l'Yeshua, he's focused on the kavod of the mikdash, zocheh l'ruach hakodesh, that person will be zocheh l'ruach hakodesh. We see that hakavana hameula, says the Ramchal, the highest level kavana, she rechoka legamrei mikol hana'as atzmo, that it's mukha, you have no shaykhus to your own kavod, no interest in my own kavod, it's all about the Ribono Shel Olam, ve'eno el l'chvodo shel makom, all I care about is the kavod of the Ribono Shel Olam. That is the highest level, v'yalze amru, that is the pshat, ezu chasid, hamischased imkono, that I'm focused on the Ribono Shel Olam, all of my kavana goes to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's one kind of an idea, so understands the Ramchal in Mesiyas Yesharim. The Shlach HaKadosh in Parsh Vayera adds an additional pshat. What does it mean? Ezu chasid, hamischased imkono. So the idea of a chasid in Chazal often means to go above and beyond that which you are mechuyav la'asos. Going above and beyond that which you are mechuyav la'asos. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, that's what it means here also. What it means to be a chasid is to be a person that's not bound only by the letter of the law, but goes above and beyond to be mekayim the ratzon of the Ribono Shel Olam. He says, what's an example of that? Av Mavinu with the Akedah. It's a wild idea. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, Av Mavinu wasn't really chayiv to do the Akedah. The Ribono Shel Olam told him he was chayiv. Yeah, but there's a stira. Because Ribono Shel Olam told him to kill Yitzchak, but earlier he told him, Ki Yitzchak Yikari Chazera, that he's going to have Yitzchak forever. So since there was a stira, Av Mavinu could have said, Yachol lifter es atzmo mitzvot Hashem yisbarach v'zeber shur sedin. He could have said, no, I'll derech l'dvarech harishonim ani ma'amin. I'm following what you originally told me, that it's all about Yitzchak. He's my future. He's my progeny. Ki b'yitzchak yikarei chazera. Elamai, Av Mavinu was mischased imkono. He went above and beyond. Even though I could have patterned myself, I want to go above and beyond. What do I want to do? I'm going to offer Yitzchak to you. And that's part of the chasid with Ribono Shel Olam. So the Ramchal and the Shlach HaKadosh, each in their own way, understand that part of what I am supposed to do when it comes to Ribono Shel Olam is to do chesed with Hashem, which for the Ramchal means pure l'shem shamayim kavanas, not about doing it for yourself at all. That's one pshat. Second pshat, the Shlach says, what is the pure kavana that I'm supposed to have? The kavana to do something for Hashem, even if strictly speaking I'm not chayev to, even if strictly speaking there's no obligation, I'm still going to do it. I'm going to go above and beyond. So says the Shlach HaKadosh. Okay, comes along the Tomer Tvora, and the Tomer Tvora actually understands things in a way which is more literal. Uvetikunim pershu ezehu chasid hamischased imkono, to do chasid for or with Hashem. What does that mean? Lefisha gemilas chasadim sha'adam osa bitachtonim. When a person does chesed in this world, when a person engages in chesed, tzarech sheyichavin b'hatikun ha'elyon dugmaso. There's a certain kind of reality that exists in the upper world. V'hu shegomel chesed imkono. I almost have to try to find parallels in the chesed I do in this world, that I'm doing a chesed for Ribono Shel Olam. It's a certain kind of chesed I'm doing for Ribono Shel Olam. Va'ata tzarech ladas, kamehin midos gemilos chasadim bivnei adam. What are the chasadim I do with people in this world? V'kulam ya'aseh imkono lima'ala. And all of those chasadim I do in the upper world also. Im yirtze liknos midas ha'chesed. Ula zenemar, now we're going to get into a bunch of different elements of midas of chesed. I want to just read it so we can understand how challenging it is. Then I want to share with you what is one pshat in what he is saying. I spent a lot of time going through editions of Tomer Dvora. I'm going to give you the pshat that comes in the Tomer Dvora, which is called the Mevuar Umefurash. I'll tell you what I think the pshat is. Some of them just even skipped this paragraph, and I don't think it's because it was so obvious. I'll try to read it for you a little bit. Rishona, the first kind of chesed we do is beledas ha'adam tzarech ligma imo kol tikun l'mezonah. When a baby is born, that baby can do nothing on his own. When there's an original birth, it requires an enormous amount of chesed to provide the baby with everything it needs. Imkein ya'ale b'daito, so too. Ace ledas habina hatiferes. When Bina gives birth to Tiferes, vayehi b'hakshosa belidita mitzad hadin, and then there's a din which makes it hard to give birth, chas v'shalom, yatza hatiferes, the Tiferes will come, litzad hagvuros. That'll come from gvura. V'leidasa b'koshi, it'll be a difficult birth. Tzarech l'sakein sham, you have to fix there. Kol ha'efshar chetiya, leidas hatiferes, litzad hayamin. You want to make sure your Tiferes is born from the right side. Kedei sheyetze havlad belimum klal. So it'll come out as a pure birth. Kedei amrina, as we say in davening in Musaf Rosh Hashanah, v'totzi leor mishpatenu kadosh. That what comes out should be kadosh from our mishpat. What does that mean? Dehainu sheyotzi hatiferes mishpat. The Tiferes should come out of mishpat. Litzad haor from the light shehu hayamin, which is from the right side. V'heikados v'nivdal min ha'gvuros, and be separate from the gvuros. Pasha pshat, we're all good. Uvazen nichlal heyoso michuv michavein b'maisav l'kashro tamid b'chesed, and therefore your maisim should always be associated with chesed. Ulahotzio min ha'bina b'tzad ha'chesed, have it come out of the bina on the chesed side. V'az yetze ha'vlad mizura zumaluban, then what comes out is going to be all good. In case you're wondering how fundamental this is, get ready for this line. Ukimat bazan nichlal kol azhara shebetorah. And this yesod is basically the basis for all losases. Kadesha lo ye over tagboras hadinim sham. So the dinim don't come out of this. Vihe koshi belidata chafashom. It'd be hard to give birth to things. I think we're good. I know a couple things. Number one. There are spheros, there are divine emanations that are referenced here. There's something to do with Bina, Tiferes, Chesed, and Gvura. Something about the right and the left. Something about giving birth to something. The same way that when we give birth to a baby, we do it b'chesed, so too when we give birth to a certain thing, we have to do it b'chesed. And if we don't do b'chesed, that could be really bad. And it relates to Mishpat. And this is very yesodistic because kim apaza nichlal kolas harish avetorah. This is like the basis of all los ases in chumash. Okay. So what does this mean? Let's try and unpackage a lot of things. I'm going to tell you what I think is a pshat on our level for what is going on, and I think the idea actually is immensely powerful. Immensely powerful. So let me try and explain and define and be able to break things down. Number one, there are different, we've spoken a little bit about Chachma and Keser and Bina. There are different like ways that God interacts in this world. Not all of the ways God interacts with this world are created equal. The Midah of Bina, which is a certain level of perception and understanding, is actually like a mother that gives birth to other ways that we interact or other ways that God interacts with this world. Bina is like a mother, and some of the other things, maybe like chesed, tiferes, and gvura, are what Bina gives birth to, a way of describing it. The initial insight that you have is one thing. The steps that you then take in doing something is the outgrowth, is like the child of that initial thought. So I have an idea. Oh, I want to make food this Shabbos, my initial idea. There are then next steps that come out when I want to now make food. I purchase the food. I make the food. Those are all the outgrowths of what takes place. That's step one. Step two. There are many things in this world that could come, and there's chesed, And the more I tap into a world of chesed, I bring good into this world. And a creation which is created derech chesed is awesome. And a creation which is created derech gvura is not good. If I create things with gvura, I'm bringing more din, more judgment into the world. Chesed is often associated with right. Gvura is associated with left. That's why you'll see people sometimes that are machbe when they put their hands over their chest, put the right over the left. I want to have my chesed go over my gvura, which is why most of our shirts, if you pay attention, this is good to know, have the left go over the right. Most of our shirts. By chasidim, you buy a kittel, their shirts are actually built differently. You'll have the right go over the left. To have chesed go over gvura. To have more good in this world, the chesed over gvura. Chesed is right, gvura is left. That's why it's counterintuitive. We think that we often think of chesed, of gvura being the right hand is stronger, but it's chesed over an element of gvura. Let's keep on unpackaging thing a little bit. But that's okay. It's okay. There are certain things, that's why the small is kshura bigvura. The small, the left is gvura, the right is chesed. Right over gvura is very, very good. And the same thing, I can choose how much chesed to bring, how much gvura to bring into the world. Okay. There are creations that I have that are not only physical creations. Mitzvos that I do create things. Ideas that I share create things. There are many creations that we make all the time. The same way when a baby is born, if the baby's created, again, we're going to get a powerful idea in a minute. If a baby's created b'chesed, with a lot of chesed, that changes the tone of the baby's entire life. When you learn attachment theory and psychology, when the baby's initially born, the way that the baby's born with a welcoming, loving kind of a home, an attitude, can be incredibly important for the long-term health of a baby. If it's born b'gvura, that can have real reverberations. The ideas of los ases in the Torah, a lot of the los ases are about not doing things that's going to bring more gvura and more din to this world. When a person fulfills a los ase, what you're doing at that time is you're bringing a certain kind of maisa maguna, a certain negativity to this world. And our job is to create things with an element of positivity. In one of the editions of the Tomer Dvora, in the Mavur Mefurash, they understand that we're driving here in many ways. I think this is such a powerful idea, so please pay attention. Is a reference to the kind of Torah that we create. Torah is sometimes associated with Tiferes. Why? Avram is Chesed and Yitzhak is Gvura. Yaakov is Tiferes. Yaakov is the Ishtam Yoshev Oalim. Tiferes. There's a certain kind of Torah that's being created. When a person sits and a person learns the world of Mishpat, they are creating Torah. Says the Tomer Dvorah the following idea. There are two ways to create Torah. And the kind of Torah, the quality of Torah that gets created, is going to have massive impact in terms of the role that that Torah plays. So he says as follows. Harotze ligmol chesed imkono. If you want to be a person that's doing chesed for Hashem, when you learn Tiferes, Shehi HaTorah, when you learn Torah, which comes from Bina, understanding, I'm using my skills of understanding when I sit and I learn. When I learn, I can learn in a way which brings a Torah of chesed. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us there's a Torah of chesed, there's a Torah of chesed. Or I could learn a certain kind of Torah, which is a Torah lo mitzat hachesed, ela mitzat hadin v'hagvuros. There are two kinds of Torahs you can bring to this world. A Torah of Chesed and a Torah, that's the Torah of Chesed al-Lashona, or I can bring a Torah of Gevura. A Torah of Gevura is a Torah that I learn that brings a certain negativity. It brings a certain negative energy. It brings Gevura down to this world. A Torah of Chesed is a Torah I create which brings a goodness to this world. It brings a sweetness to this world. Torah, says the Tomer Dvorah, when you're going to be learning, you have to choose, and we get to determine what kind of Torah am I creating. Creations that come derech chesed are creations that are wonderful. So the tiferes of Torah Tiferes Torah, Tiferes of Torah, can be created. That's why sometimes you have Sfarim that are called Tiferes Yosef. Tiferes, there's a certain Torah that comes. I can bring a Torah that's associated with Chesed, or a Torah which is associated with Gevura. The Torah that comes with Chesed, you're doing something very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. Vatotzi, Ka'or Mishpatenu. You're bringing out of the Mishpat, the world of Torah, light. Or I can learn a Torah which is associated with darkness. What's the good, high-quality kind of Torah which produces a Torah of Chesed? And what's the kind of Torah which produces a Torah of Din? Whether you learn Torah, Benachas. Whether your Torah is a calm and sweet Torah, or your Torah is an abrasive, aggressive Torah. A Torah which is too abrasive, a Torah which is too much of a fight, is going to be a Torah which comes with a mum. It's going to be a Torah which is impure. It's going to be a Torah associated with the world of losases, of bringing a gvura. It's not going to be yotzei meluban. It's not going to be white. It's not going to be pure. It's not going to be as good as something should be. White is associated with chesed in the Torah of Kabbalah. White brings chesed, which is why Moshe Wolfson writes, the minhag is that doctors wear a white coat, because the doctors are the model of chesed, of bringing goodness and healing to this world. So that's why it's the lavan, meluban, that's associated with chesed. When a person learns, sorry, getting a little more Kabbalistic today than typical. When a person learns Torah, and they learn Torah binachas, so the Torah that they bring is a higher quality kind of Torah. L'tzad ha-chesed haynu, sh'halimad yihyeh binoach, l'takein sham kol she'efshar. The Torah which we create, there are two kinds of Torahs which we create. We can create a Torah of good or a Torah that brings gevura into this world. Says the Ramak in Tomer Dvora, Ezehu chasid ha-mischased imkono, that we can learn a parallel. When a new baby is created, the way that we treat that new baby is with enormous chesed. Because a baby that's created with chesed is a baby which is going to be a healthier baby, a baby which can develop more, a baby which is going to be sweeter and better and all good. So too, the Torah which we create is a Torah where we have two options. You have a new baby, it's very overwhelming. Hold your baby for the first time. It's an amazing hargasha. It's an amazing hargasha. Holding my baby for the first time, there's also something very powerful, because if you embrace a bit and you raise it well, that can be very pure and very good. If not, God forbid, there can be something which is very dangerous. The same thing is true when you give birth to something like Torah. When I sit and I learn and I give birth to Torah ideas, when I'm sitting in a morning seder, if I learn it with a sweetness and with an underlying nachas, that's a Torah which is going to be yotzei belimum. It's going to come associated with the world of chesed, of goodness. That's the Torah of chesed. That's the Torah which gets shared with other people, the Gemara described. It's a Torah of lishma, a Torah which is aggressive. Why is Torah shelo lishma so terrible? Hare, it's still Torah. Because it's the Torah which is filled with mum. It's the Torah which is filled with gevura. It's the Torah which is a birth that you created, that you've contaminated in that kind of a way. So the way that we fulfill chesed, that when we have a new creation, in this case our Torah, is to do it b'chesed. So whereas the Ramchal understood, ha-mischased imkono means, says the Ramchal, to do mitzvot with good kavana. And the Shlosh says to do above and beyond what your chayav with v'vonu sholem, says the Tomer Dvora, do chesed with the Elyonim. When you create upper level creations, not just chesed with the creation in this world, but a chesed with the Torah that I create. A chesed with what's taking place in the upper worlds. And the more that you learn benachas, the better you are. And every time you do an avera, you're bringing more din into this world. More negativity, more judgment into this world. And every time that you learn Torah, bigvura, that's a Torah which is going to have a mum. But if you learn a Torah with a chesed, that Torah is going to be white. It's going to be pure. It's going to be sweet. It's going to be calm. It's going to be whole. And that's the kind of Torah which we're trying to create when it's embraced by chesed. Because all of our creations done with chesed are more powerful creations. Have a great rest of your day.